Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, UK,
Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. So I thank all y'all for listening, and I know my voice sounds a little strange. I'm still sick, so I still need Chris and Mark to hold it down. Some of you mostly in the background, but we got a special show today. We got our guest, Jenny Naylor, and she is going to discuss physical, emotional, and
spiritual
pain. I had a brain fart for a minute. Okay, she's going to talk about all of those things. She's an accomplished author, and she's going to get into all of that, and we can also go back. She's going to take you back to the beginning. So without further ado, I want to first introduce Chris and Mark, my co-hosts. How y'all doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. Happy Friday.
Doing good.
Good. So we're going to kick this ball off rolling with our special guest, Jenny. How you doing, darling?
I'm great. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you.
It's an honor to have you because we've been missing each other for a couple of different engagements, and I'm so grateful that she didn't give up on me, and she said, well, I'm going to give this a chance. Man, I'm getting tired of being put on hold. So thank you for giving this heifer another chance.
You're so welcome.
So I'm going to kick it with Mark, and then you go to Chris, and I got to go to the mute status for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jenny, your approach to the core body movements and how your natural body will heal itself is a very enlightening idea, because it hits home with me, because I was, as I mentioned earlier, I was involved in a really horrific accident back in 2001, which today it's really hard for me to enjoy walking. So there's a lot of things that are out of alignment. So I'm sure I can benefit very well from this book. Can you tell us more about the core body approach?
Yeah, I'll tell you my approach and what my discoveries have been about this amazing sacred structure that we embody. And I really believe that the majority of us living do not really know the enormity of this spiritual home that this physical structure embodies. And because if we really did know and feel and open up the enormous encyclopedia of information that we have in the cell structure, in every muscle, fiber, cell of the body, in every organ cell, then we would have to feel a whole lot more. And we wouldn't be separated from each other, because we would realize that each and every one of us is exactly the same. So years and years and years ago, I've been a dancer and a body therapist and advanced yoga physical therapist. And I've worked with thousands of bodies. And most importantly, I worked with my own body. And I was in pretty awful pain. I had pretty severe sciatica, which, you know, is that pain that goes from the low back and it goes all the way down the leg, sometimes into the ankle, and it's so excruciating.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's so excruciating that, you know, sometimes taking one step is just horrible. And I've been a runner and a mountain climber, and being in my body outdoors is very important to me. It always has been. So when I was pretty much debilitated and I was working and seeing clients and working on bodies, I had to kind of say to myself, okay, So I'm feeling the physical pain in this area of my body. And I've done everything I know how to do. I've gone to acupuncture, chiropractic. I've done all of my own work. I've had students who learned my work and did my work on my body. This is many, many years ago. And finally, I said, I need to take the sides off the box. And I need to discover where this unraveling of muscle over each other, muscle fibers that get screwed up and twisted and torqued. Where does this really begin? So that started a much deeper exploration, and I started to study embryology with a pretty famous embryologist in New Zealand. And I knew intuitively that, and from study, that my pelvic floor is the source of our beginning. So when we are coming into a body form, mommy and daddy's cells come together, and one cell meets one cell, and all that arises is in the cells that proliferate, and one cell becomes 500, becomes 50,000. The very first structure that is formed in the human body as an embryo is in the floor of the pelvis, and that is the perineum. And the perineum is in between the anus and the genitals. And when we first begin, when the body is forming, that is the very first place that the light lands. So, you know, we are the manifestation of light. Before we come into a body form, we are
pure
light.
Can I break real quick, Jenny? You said that when life is forming, the embryo state, you said between the skin, the perineum, is between the anus and what?
And the genitals.
Okay, well, I would have thought, you know, it would have started with the umbilical cord, because that's the connection between the mother and the baby. Really?
Exactly. Exactly. That is the formation of the human being. And so when the light lands there, now that's not the first organ that's formed. The heart is the first organ that forms. But the first structure is the perineum. And in my book, which is called Spiritual Anatomy, Realigning Body and Soul, there's many, many, many illustrations. And my artist illustrated the very beginning of what the perineum looks like at 2 weeks and 5 weeks. And so you begin to see our formation. And what's so fascinating is every part of us comes out of the perineum. So, for example, 28 days in utero, the limbs, the limb buds, the arms emanate out of the perineum, the shoulders and the hips. Everything, the head comes out of the perineum. You know, you see the pictures of the embryo and in the early stages, the what will become the head is kind of rounded into the floor of the pelvis where the tail is. Everything emanates from there. So once I realized, wow, that is the source of my beginning. And then muscle fiber forms and gets distorted. In utero, muscle fiber gets distorted. And it gets distorted not only because of the growth of the embryo, but also because of trauma. So in my particular case, coming into this body, this lifetime, I came in to a very violent home. My father was a very, very psychologically imbalanced man. And he was very violent. Yeah, he was very violent. And I was the second child. And I heard through the wall, through my mother's body, because we hear everything in embryonic form, I not only heard what was the yelling and the screaming and the hitting and the tension and fear in my mother's body, which translates hormonally to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I, in utero, after years of unraveling in the floor of the pelvis, because I created a map for myself and others to focus on different areas, to begin unraveling and position the floor of the pelvis in a way to open up. And I realized through my own development, oh my, I literally contracted in the floor of my pelvis when I was inside my mother's womb in abject terror. So you know when a dog is very scared and they tuck the tail underneath? You know, they see another dog on the street and they get frightened and they tuck the tail way under. Well, that's what we do when we are in terror, because the pelvic floor is the first place that we begin. So we see
sympathetic
muscles. Yes.
If I can break in here. Now, I know a lot of people got these spin classes and cycling classes and they're doing all of that. You know, and a female, because we're made a little different, would that be, instead of you getting a cardio workout, would that be harmful for females? Because it starts, like you said, in the pelvic area, and by the time she got the bite, she wonder why she's cramping, you know, because it's, like you said, between the anus and the vulva for us.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And for a man, it's, you know, the perineum is about the perineal body. The whole floor of the pelvis is shaped like a triangle. But because I'm such a visual person and I had to kind of draw a diagram inside my own body, what I did was I said, wow, in the center of the perineum, where in between anus and genital, there is a crisscrossing of fibers, millions and millions of fibers. And so the little one-inch circular area, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to imagine that this is a clock face. And so behind the genitals is 12 o'clock. And in front of the anus is 6 o'clock. And in the right side is 3 o'clock. And in the left side is 9 o'clock. And then you have all the other numbers. Well, depending on how we all have used our bodies. So you mentioned cycling, or you're a runner. How you are holding the pelvic floor, squeezing one side under, because we are two-legged beings. When we were four-legged, we were much more balanced. When a dog and a cat walks, their front legs literally extend out of the floor of the pelvis. When you watch a dog get up from a nap and they stretch those front legs, you can literally see the entire spine stretch out of the base, the floor of the pelvis.
Exactly.
But what happened to us when we became two-legged, it's not a very balanced thing. We don't stand on two legs evenly from the first step as a baby. Even without psychological trauma, we lean to one side more than the other.
That is true.
And, right? So, and even where you might be sitting now, you're probably leaning on, and the audience who's listening, you're probably leaning more on one butt than you are on the other. You get into the car.
That's true. I'm on my right cheek right now.
Exactly. I am too.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And so what happens is the upper torso, because we lean to one side, then the opposite leg, the muscles on the around the hip and the low back start to ravel around the leg around. So if you lean to your right and droop into that right side, the musculature on the left says, oh, well, I guess she wants me to go left. I mean, that she's directing me. So what happens over time from the very first step as a baby is we keep distorting and distorting and wonder why there are so many hip replacements and there are so many knee replacements.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I can tell you why we get hip replacements. Because when we get children and we're carrying them on our hip and we're walking with them, you know, that's one reason, you know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. I work with pregnant mothers, and I work with grandmothers who have just become grandmothers and say, oh, my God, this kid is so heavy. I'm collapsing, literally collapsing. And so through a lifetime, you kind of wonder why when you look out there in the world, when we're walking around and you see all of these elders in walkers.
Right.
Well,
we'll have to take a small break, Jenny, and come back and let my radio son Chris and Mark quiz you a little bit longer. But stay with us. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Okay.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mark. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Recipe for disaster. just trying to sing my path. Stroke is getting deep and faster. You're screaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck, when we fuck, when we fuck, when we fuck, I'm gonna be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can have it. When we fuck, you love it when I lose. You love it when I go there. You love the way I use it. You love it, I don't play fast. You end up calling me master. Say this universe is mine. When we're done, it's a disaster. Yeah, end up like this every time. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up? Rocky. And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can have it. When we fuck, when we fuck, face down, ass up, back it up. Let me get both of them legs. Put them both behind your head. She's getting deep up in there. But your legs getting weak up in there. Yeah, face full of that gushy. I'm close, baby, don't push me. This is how it always should be. When we fuck, when we fuck. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can have it. Yeah. When we fuck, when we fuck.
I know y'all like that. That's Tank. When we welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lau and my handsome co-host is Chris and Mark. And our special guest tonight, Jenny, man, she is on point, man. We all go through some stuff, man, from the physical to the emotional to the spiritual pain. She's going to show you how to, you know, get yourself aligned and get right, you know. And one thing she said before the break, she said, I know some of y'all lean towards the left or the right side, and I said, well, yeah, I'm leaning on the right cheek right now, and me and Mark said, yeah, me too. So maybe that's why I'm all crooked up when I wake up in the morning. I just don't know. But I'm letting my son, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling, and then go to Mark.
All right, Jenny. My name's Chris, as Terry just said. I've been listening to the show, of course, and your story's been very inspiring. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Babies can hear what the inside the belly. They can hear the outside world because I don't even remember everything that happened when I was in my mother's belly, and that was like almost 30 years ago. So, can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, when we come into a body form, we kind of inherit the stories that come from our mother and the stories that come from our father. But we also inherit their parents and the parents before them and the parents before them. And so we now house in our cell structure hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years. And this is something that has been proven scientifically, that trauma, which who hasn't had trauma? I mean, if we look at history and we look at colonialism and racism and wars, we have all of this in our cell structure, and we are not awake to it. We just know that we keep repeating the same cycle again and again and again. So healing, because personally for me and my work, I mean, I'm a therapist, and I'm a body therapist, and I'm an emotional, psychological therapist, but why I start with the physical and opening up the pelvic floor with a person, just by standing and directing them and how to focus in different areas in this circular little area, and in the book there are lots of pictures and directions. When we start to open up and make this area in the pelvic floor wider, then the energy can flow through the nervous system. Because at the very bottom of the spinal cord, all of the nerves that feed every single organ system comes out of the base of the spine. So if we are tucked under, you know, like Mark, the accident you had, I mean, even before the accident, you were holding your body in a certain way. And then you have a huge trauma, and that exacerbates a pattern that probably started in your standing position many, many, many years before. And then the body goes into defense. The cell structure says, oh no, I'm in trauma, be it emotional, be it physical, be it intergenerational. The body goes into fight or flight. And so the slow opening up and the repositioning of the leg bones and repositioning the pelvis starts to create the space for the energy to start flowing through the central nervous system, through the spine, through the spinal cord. Recently, this is really quite amazing. I was invited to Israel a year ago to take part in a transgenerational trauma, collective global trauma workshop. So the project is called the Pocket Project, and we were 39 countries, 150 people from all over the world. So there's Africa and South America and North America and Europe and Germany and all the history of war all over the planet. And as we are relating with each other and feeling each other, our nervous systems began to attune, align with the ancient trauma that lived in the other person and that lived in us. And so in order to heal, we need to be able to feel on a cellular level what we inherit. And that's what my work is about. Yes, someone will come to me and say, oh, my doctor says that I'm going to have a hip replacement. And I said, well, let me see your MRI and let me see your x-rays. And maybe if we make space in the floor of the pelvis and the leg bones can start to extend, maybe muscles can unravel. Sometimes, no, you have to have that hip replacement. But more often than not, when people come to me with shoulder pain and neck pain and foot pain and knee pain, it's because of our alignment. The alignment in Western industrialized society shifted dramatically at the Industrial Revolution. So around late 1800s, 1900s, we had a society that was standing at machinery all day long. And the pelvis got tucked under because you have to hold yourself up for that many hours. You know when you're sitting on the couch and you're just saying, oh, my God, I just want to relax, and your back rounds into the back of the couch and you're not really sitting on the base of the buttocks anymore. You're sitting on the tailbone, and there's all that compression. And so that started to happen dramatically in Western society. In other countries, in India, Nepal, Africa, the spine is more balanced through the center of the pelvic floor. And they don't have the same physical stories that we do. In India, people squat for their whole life. I mean, we can't, you know, I work with sometimes 9-year-olds and I say, can you get down in a squat? And they say, oh, no, not anymore. Well, in India, they squat waiting for buses, you know, they can be 80 years old. But we shifted the pelvis. And that has closed off the base of the spine. Hence the reason in the sacrum and the lumbar, which is in the waist area, that's where most of the surgeries are. When surgeons say, oh, you know, you need surgery between lumbar 2, 3, and 4 because you have a slipped disc. And the fatty tissue pops out from in between vertebra. And so they slice that off. And that is because our pelvis is not in the right place to grow the spinal muscles out of the base. So there's a lot going on physically, you know, emotionally. And once the unraveling starts, then the feelings start to happen. I mean, sometimes I'll say to people, well, how does that feel when you open that up a little? And they'll say, I don't know, I feel really scared. I mean, there's space there. I'm not used to having space. What am I supposed to do with space? Because we've been numb. You know, we close off. And we close off from each other. And if our energy system is closed off to ourselves, are we really in full relation with each other? That's a good question to ask. How can we be?
Yes.
Well, jump on in there, Mark.
Yeah, this idea of structural realignment integration, this is right up my alley, Jenny, because as I said before, after my accident, and I was even after I went through the rehabilitation, the doctor told me that I had one leg was shorter than the other because of the accident. So that threw everything off. I was supposed to have an operation to fix all that, but I didn't. I just lived with it, lived with the pain, and now as a result, it's very uncomfortable to walk. It's not a pleasurable thing.
Mark, you know you put lifts in your shoes so you can be balanced.
But what I'm saying is that you're talking about the sacred geometry of your body,
right?
And I'm interested in using these focused movements where I can create a pathway for healing, so that I can. Even after I go through an operation, which I probably should, but I mean, there's things I can be doing now, right, Jenny?
Most definitely. When we're told that one leg is shorter than another, that's really fascinating, because if you picture your own body standing upright and yes, the accident exacerbated. Unless you had some of the hip shaved off or the top of the femur bone where you actually were shortened, was that the case for you? Did you go through a surgery? Okay.
No, they didn't do anything with my hip area, but both. I was hit by a truck and both legs were shattered.
Mark.
So they had to put steel titanium bars in both legs, changed the whole picture of how I stood and how I walked.
Of course,
for a long time it was okay, but then recently it's starting to creep back up because it's the realignment's out of whack.
Exactly. So. And the pressure, one side is pulling on the other side, and all these muscle fibers are literally screwed in various ways and pulling on the bony structure. I mean, I look at this body like Legos. In the old fashioned days we had erector sets. Built buildings, or when you look at how a building is built and there's rebar. Well, if someone's building a building and that rebar isn't straight, that building is going to lean.
Exactly.
And it's going to pull. It's going to pull the structure over, and that's exactly what happens to us. And then, Mark, you had all the scar tissue. And scar tissue is like, on meat, you have that, the fatty portion of meat, grizzle.
Like a tumor, sort of.
Yes,
like.
And exactly. And the scar tissue in our body, our cross fibers, they go horizontal. And those cross fibers get so solidified, to break them down is an enormous amount of work, and it can only be done by realigning the pelvis and giving freedom to the muscles and how they align on the bones. And physical therapists do not work with this. I train physical therapists. I train chiropractors, because nobody is really studying the position of the legs in relationship to the pelvis, in relationship to the spine. like yoga. I mean, they just say, you know, do these yoga postures, but where's my pelvis?
Exactly.
So there's a lot of positioning that needs to shift, and it's very dramatic, and it's not that hard. Anatomy is not that hard. Once we realize that we're dropping into one side more than the other,
okay.
And once we realize that we're tucked under, when
mm-hmm.
you have direction, then you
mm-hmm.
say, wow, this feels weird because now the base of my butt is so open. I feel like my butt's hanging back way back behind me.
Well, I already got a big donkey dong, man. I don't know if I got anything to do with my line. Like, I was just born that way. We need to take a small break, and we'll be back at 2 and 2.
Oh, you're so funny.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. Remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try. So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you
If you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. 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 I'm blessed.
Let me holler at Uncle Charlie.
For another day, but it ain't no me to find another way. I know trouble all around, try to tear us all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could have died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear word, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing never, there's a blessing kind of point. And when they do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them damn it. I swear, I declare, so my power and prayer. You had no idea, God is always here.
I'm blessed, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Living every moment,
no regrets.
I'm like, oh yeah.
wisdom.com And you can go on there and read all about me and the work. You can see YouTube videos, which some of the demonstrations with people. And you can download an excerpt of the book, which is pretty much the whole first chapter, and find out everything that you need to know. And all my information is there.
Wow. So is there any shout-outs you want to give somebody by name before we get up off of here?
Oh, wow. That's really wonderful. That's what a great opportunity. I'd really love to bring in somebody who is suffering from from pain emotionally and physically. She's a young woman, and I would love to be able to just say, have faith, and everything's going to be okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Chris? Any shout-outs, darling?
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to our wonderful viewers who listen to our show week after week, my Facebook friends,
yes.
My Twitter followers, and anybody else who knows me. Yeah.
Amen. And you,
yes.
Mark?
I want to give a shout-out to Jenny because this might be a whole new lease on life for me, just to find out the information and get busy.
Mm-hmm. And if that don't work,
yeah.
What she show you, I can take my fat behind and walk on your back. I'll probably break something.
No, don't do that to me.
She would love to do that right
man.
Now. I know she would stop by right now.
That is really funny.
Jenny, we got to get you back for part two, darling. We're going to have to talk.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd love it.
Get you back on the schedule.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay, have a great, wonderful holiday weekend, everyone.
You as well,
you
darling.
Too.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patchy. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. Later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patty, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. The angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through.